My first guest in this edition is former New Mexico Congresswoman Heather Wilson. She joins me now to discuss the ongoing controversy over what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi knew and when she knew it in relation to the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. We also want to get her thoughts on what she observed as President Obama conducted a town hall meeting today in Albuquerque. And Congresswoman, thanks so much for your time.
It's my pleasure, Greg.
I definitely wanted to get your insights on the whole Pelosi controversy. She's now saying that the CIA misled Congress, still contending that the Bush administration misled Congress in terms of what sort of interrogation techniques were being used. You were a member of the House Select Intelligence Committee. What kind of light can you shed on this situation? How forthcoming during your tenure was the Bush administration and the CIA about what exactly was going on?
Well, actually, I wasn't on the committee during the time period that she's talking about, but I'm just amazed by this. I mean, she seems to change her story every day, and I think she needs to come clean. And if she thinks that the CIA lied to Congress, that's a felony, and she's going to have to back that up. I mean, this just gets stranger and stranger every day.
Why do you think she's doing it the way she's doing this?
I never thought she was a person of much depth, frankly, when she and I did serve on the Intelligence Committee, and she wasn't, you know, she was only about two questions deep without her staff there telling her, but I think she's feeling like she's under some kind of political pressure here because, you know, she was briefed on these things. They have the records saying she was briefed on these things, and now all of her constituents out in California are coming unglued because she didn't say anything about it at the time, so she's just trying to point fingers and blame somebody, but just seems to be another story every day.
Is this, in your opinion, kind of the result of overkill on the Democratic parts trying to at least blame the Bush administration for going too far, if not blaming them for criminal activity?
We've seen that for a long time, but the problem is that now she's caught up in it because she said she wasn't briefed, and she was. And now she's saying that, they were lying to me and they misled me. Well, she better back that up. And I understand the CIA is kind of staying quiet about this, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's, within a few days, some notes that were taken at the actual meetings. And you know, Mrs. Pelosi may have more egg on her face before this is over.
And Congresswoman, does this suggest that, especially in the first year or so after 9/11, but even longer than that, perhaps in the war on terror, that away from the television cameras, there was a great deal of consensus on the right way to conduct this war. But when it came time for midterm and presidential elections, there needed to be some distinction. And so perhaps the Democrats made more of the differences on these issues than that really existed.
I think it's unfortunate whenever somebody takes a different position in private than they ultimately take in public. If you're going to take that position, you need to be consistent about it. You can't tell agencies one thing in private and then go out and criticize them when it becomes public. And it seems to me that Mrs. Pelosi is trying to have her cake and eat it too. And only my mother can have it both ways.
Congresswoman, you mentioned you weren't on the committee at the time, but you were on the committee during your tenure in Congress. From what you observed behind closed doors, without offering any specifics, obviously, was there generally more consensus behind closed doors than there was out in the public on issues related to different programs that eventually came to light?
I think it varied program to program and actually person to person. And we sometimes had difficulties with the administration in getting timely information, and that created, frankly, a lot of tension. But in general, my experience on the committee is that it's a very serious place. People understand that it's where we do serious business and oversight of our intelligence agencies, and more than anything else, good intelligence has kept this country safe since September 11th. It's our first line of defense against people who would try to kill us.
Last question on this topic, and that's, do you believe that this fractured relationship potentially between Congress and the CIA in particular, if it doesn't get resolved quickly, could have a detrimental impact on our intelligence gathering and our communications efforts between different branches of government?
One of the things that I really worry about is how people who work in the intelligence agencies are viewing this, in the sense that something becomes public that may be distasteful to a politician because of their political problem back home in San Francisco, and all of a sudden they turn and blame the intelligence agencies. And I think the risk here is that intelligence agents will realize once again that it's fine until some public officials have to take responsibility for their own actions. And when that happens, they're going to turn around and throw the intelligence agencies under the bus. And what the result of that is that people start playing back from the line. In other words, they are not going to necessarily take the risks that we ask them to take to keep this country safe. And we've made those mistakes in the past, and as a result have lost access to critical intelligence. And I worry that will have an impact again on our intelligence agencies and the people who work there, who are out there every day trying to, in tough places, keep us safe. They need the backing and strong leadership from the Congress and from the administration. And if they don't get it, why take the risks?
We're talking with former New Mexico Congresswoman Heather Wilson, who, as I mentioned, was a member of the House Intelligence Committee for a time. She was also there today for President Obama's town hall meeting in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The president talking a lot today about his push for credit card reform, which has already cleared the House to some extent on party lines, but it got a few more votes than just the Democratic members of the House. Congresswoman, he's basically saying that it's time to stop the fee hikes, the interest rate hikes, and while he did make a nod towards a personal responsibility and people not spending more than they can afford, he said really it's time to crack down on these companies for some predatory practices. How do you come down on that issue?
Well, I think there are things in that bill that are attractive in terms of making sure that consumers aren't, told one thing and then they end up with the rules changing in the middle of the game. But I found it actually pretty amusing that President Obama is coming to New Mexico to talk about fiscal responsibility when he has spent more in the first 100 days of his presidency than all other presidents combined. I mean, you take the first 53, you add it up, and he has spent more in his first 100 days than all of those before him. And just in the budget that just passed, it increases government debt to such an amount that it's an additional $48,000 per family. So it's like putting $48,000 on top of the mortgage you already have is what they've just done in the budget the House just passed. And it's the Obama budget that says let's borrow a dollar for every $2 we spend. That is irresponsible. So he shouldn't come to New Mexico and lecture us about responsibility until he gets his own house in order back on the East Coast.
How's that playing in New Mexico? Obviously, he carried the state. It had gone very narrowly for Al Gore in 2000, George W. Bush in 2004. He won it pretty handily and got a lot of the congressional races to go his way as well. Is this a state that seems pretty still warm to him, or are they starting to wonder based on what you just said about his spending habits so far?
I think there's some buyer's remorse starting to sink in because, he ran on this kind of aspirational hope and change and I'm going to cut taxes mantra. And now that he's in office, he doesn't seem to be able to deliver because everybody thought hope and change meant, what they meant, that they had their own personal vision of what that meant. And now when it comes right down to it, taxes aren't going down, debt is going up, spending is going up. He says he wants to close Gitmo and then realizes, gosh, that's a little harder to do than talk about. And so reality is a lot tougher than going out and making aspirational speeches. And I wish he'd stick to the reality of controlling spending and keeping down debt in Washington. But this is not what he came to Washington to do. I mean, I'm just astounded at the first 100 days of spending is more than every other president in American history combined. But think about that for a second. That's hard to print money that fast. And that's who he is. And then he comes to New Mexico and lectures us about responsibility on our credit cards. Give me a break.
About 60 seconds left with former Congressman Heather Wilson. And you're right, trillion was not a word we threw around a lot until the last few months here. In terms of real quickly where most New Mexicans stand, do they want help from Washington, whether it's a different version of help than the president's talking about, such as tax cuts or something else, or do they mainly want Washington to leave them alone?
Here in New Mexico, we have a lot of federally funded research and development, probably more than any other state in the nation, most likely. And so we make a disproportionate contribution to our nation's defense. We have 2 national laboratories, 3 military bases, White Sands Missile Range. So we do understand that government has a role. But we also want government to get $1.10 value out of every dollar that we spend, and we want them to be responsible about doing, you know, keeping the family budget balanced, you know. And he, in the first 100 days, has given us all a 48,000 increase on what we all owe in every family in New Mexico. And I really wasn't counting on that increase in what I owed of my mortgage.
Congressman, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Former New Mexico Congresswoman Heather Wilson, former member of the House Select Intelligence Committee, this is Dateline Washington.